Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 1229 of Ask Pat 2.0. You're about to listen to a coaching call between myself and an entrepreneur just like you. And today we're talking with Junaid Ahmed from HomeStudioMastery.com. I'm absolutely in love with his business because he helps people like us have better video, really. Whether you are a Zoom professional and you just want your background to look better and have a better first impression on camera, or perhaps you are like me, a YouTuber or a person who does live streams or webinars and you want to make the best impression there, he can help you do that. But a lot of the work that he does is very hands-on, very one-on-one. He has a lot of great one-on-one clients, but he's struggling a little bit to grow and scale his business and to get more clients. So we talk exactly about how to do that. And there's a special mechanism that you can use if you are a coach of sorts to be able to scale much faster. And we talk exactly about that today with Junaid. So I hope you enjoy this episode and you'll find that we come to a conclusion of just some genius strategies that we brainstorm together to move them forward. It's going to be really fun, and I'm sure you're going to get some nuggets of ideas as well. So here we go. Junaid from HomeStudioMastery.com. Junaid, welcome to Ask Pat. Thanks so much for joining me today. How are you?
I am doing great, and I'm really honored to be here. Thank you so much.
I'm excited. We connected recently in San Diego, and I was joking earlier, kind of half joking, but you know, we record these calls on Squadcast, for those of you listening. And of course, it does include the video so we could see each other. And Junaid has some of the best video that I've ever seen anywhere. Like, I came on, I'm like, oh no, is my camera okay? Because his looks so much better. Because that's what he does. He teaches you how to create home studios. And of course, all of us are at home with video these days. And that's what he does anyway. I'll stop introducing you. Why don't you introduce you? And then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. So my name is Junaid Ahmed. And I started as a user experience designer, but long story short, I've been creating blogs, and then I've stepped into podcasting, and just through the podcasting journey alone, and then of course the pandemic, just putting a lot of things together, and I kind of solved my own problem by looking better on camera and getting comfortable in front of a camera, because that's a really hard pill to swallow. Like, how do you do that? It's impossible. But what I teach people is like, dude, just put in the reps. Yes, I can go buy really nice camera, yes, tomorrow, but it still takes a lot of effort to sound natural and speak authentically in front of the camera.
Yeah, very, very hard to do. And I know that I needed that support back in 2009 when I started my YouTube journey. This is why I didn't put my face on camera and I did a lot of screen recordings. And, you know, those reps were good too, but I only got comfortable after I got, you know, used to doing it. And it's great that you help others and coach others on how to do that. Plus, obviously, make their sets look good, which is great for if you're in a professional setting or obviously recording any videos or anything like that. What's the name of the brand where people can go and find out more in case they're curious?
Home Studio Mastery is where I'm working on to help people consult with them and help set up their studios. But it all started because I was just trying to solve my own problem. And that's where it all comes down to. Like Steve Jobs, you know, they were music fanatics. And so they created the iPod. They're just solving their own problem. And that's when you really come through. It's like, okay, I want what he's got.
Right. I mean, there's no worry about, am I serving the right audience? Because you are that audience. And, you know, that's really good. You share the same experiences. You know exactly what a person is going through. That's what I did when I created my exam guide back in 08 and SPI and built that and SPI Pro, everything. So it all comes down to scratching that itch and then helping others who have the same itch too. So let's talk. What's on your mind? How can I best help you today?
Wow. So question was, how do I help even more people? How do I get in front of even more people on getting them to come in and discover me? And I know marketing is going to be one thing. So what I've been doing is I've been appearing as guests on other places, but it's still not getting the same kind of traction. And I know we talked in the community and you said, you know, one-on-one is one of the best ways, but how do I bring that attention to what I'm building up?
How do you scale that?
Exactly.
So there's a few things that come to mind. You know, the one-on-one help, I just got this idea. This would be really incredible. If you were to document how you one-on-one help somebody, and there's a very clear before and after picture, which of course, if you're on YouTube or even a TikTok or something, like the changes are so obvious and so different. What I always find happening is people go, oh my gosh, how did you, like, I want that for me too, right? Especially on video, it's very meta because people are on a video platform. They're also creating videos and they want their videos to look like the good videos that they see. And so I remember when I was setting up my studio here in my home, I was watching a lot of people on YouTube. YouTube is a great platform. I know you know that. And it's a platform where you can go to, you know, have people discover you. There's an algorithm there that if you create a great video with a compelling title and thumbnail, and then you really serve that audience there and keep them hooked, well, they're going to come back. I remember videos that I watched where a person would go, here's how I turn my ugly office into this. And even in the thumbnail, it was like before, after. It's like, I have to watch this video because I want to see how it's done. And then they give you all the lighting and the equipment and all that stuff. Now, one thing I know about you, because we've spoken to each other before, is that you have the superpower of the one-on-one, the way that you personalize things for people, the way that you communicate with people. It's not unique, but it is. It's your way of doing it. And it's very fun to watch, to see happen. And so one thing that I think you could do is whether you are allowed to film your one-on-one consults and just share parts of it, or at least tell the story of somebody who you've helped and the kinds of things you did with them. The cool thing about that is you would be able to tap into what was going on in their minds, because I think that's what's going to connect you to an audience. Not just like the carrot is the thing that draws people in is here's how to make your videos look better, right? From this to this, and that's the hook. But what people are going to discover is that you have this way of helping people through the mindset of getting in front of camera, right? So this can be the unique thing that you bring into the YouTube space that others don't. Right? They will help you create great video. Cool. Anybody can create great video, like you said, with a great camera, but you have to have that courage to do it. And that's where you can come in and coach somebody through that. And when you can display that to others, they're going to want to come work with you too. So how do you react to that? You know, it's very similar to this show, right? People hear me one-on-one coach people like you, but now they want me and the products that I have to offer because they're getting it firsthand. And so what are your thoughts on that?
I really like that idea. And the consults that I've done in the past, I do have recordings of me walking them through, hey, this is what you could do. And I also set up a virtual room for people. So I know exactly what they're working with. I can tell them which camera to get, which lens to attach to it, because it's all mathematics, right? So figuring that out and putting it out there. So I think that's an excellent idea. And in fact, I might have to take you up on that offer, because people really want that one-on-one attention. And I can attest to that, because in February, I ran a 5-day home studio rehab challenge. And we have 25 people in a Zoom call. And they just couldn't wait to, like, hey, here's a question I have. Can you help solve the problem? So that one-on-one, answering that question on the spot, you've got tube lights on, you've got this on, me being able to tell their stuff was really powerful.
I think, a challenge is a great idea too, to get people excited. Maybe you could even pick one person in your audience and for free even coach them with the deal that you will film bits of it and share it. Like, that's the exchange, right? Like, I'll do your studio for free if you let me share this in a journey across one or more videos. And again, getting into the very specific things like, hey, you need lights here. And, imagine the best video that you can do about that. I imagine that it's not just two talking heads the whole time, but there's B-roll of you mapping out the office and the space and then you teaching as you go. And because people will see themselves in that person, you're able to help many people at the same time. But because it's not personalized to everybody, people will want to come to you to get that personalization or the group coaching or the courses or whatever else you have to offer. I think that would be really, really neat, actually.
No, that's excellent. And I've started working with some people and I was like, okay, I think it all comes back to, okay, how much time can I spend on each one? And I know being a father of three kids, it's not easy to get that out. And then,
so it's like, what are the biggest levers that don't take as much time?
Right.
To pull, right? Okay, so on that, maybe like flying to a person's home and taking travel is not going to work, right? Or maybe it would, but it's going to have to be planned a long time from now. Versus, could you, Liz, let me ask you straight up, could you get on a Zoom call with somebody and literally tell them what to do with what they have available to just make things better in their video, like right then and there? Could you do that?
Yes.
Okay. And even if it's in two parts, like, hey, let me see what you're working with in this part one. Okay, now go get these things and let's get back on a call and I'll tell you how to set it up and we can go piece by piece and you can see the layers and layers and layers of just like, oh my gosh, transformation, like right in a person's eyes. That would be a really cool like video series, in fact. And you'd be able to do that in a 15-minute call up front and then, a 30-minute call with making it happen. And then you take the Zoom videos that you recorded or Squadcast or wherever, and then you edit that into a really nice story, right? With B-roll in there. And yes, you can map it out. You don't have to map it out with them in person, but after you edit that part in and you're just like, here's what I was thinking, or okay, he has this window here. So this is how, his room seemed to be designed. And I want you, if you have a window, to move your desks here. And that's exactly what I'm going to do for Jim. So stick around to the end because we're going to see exactly how this turns out. Like, oh my gosh, I would watch that series even if I already have my studio set up. I'd be curious to see, because it's like there's something at stake here and there's something to stay to the end for to watch.
Mm.
I don't know. That's giving me some goosebumps.
Me too. I mean, that's an excellent idea. And what's funny is that I've been working with a gentleman and I've done a lot of these calls with him and, walking them through. So what you're talking about, I might already have some footage for it. We're waiting for the resulting product as that comes through. I really like that.
Even like once a month or once a quarter, even just having, that available, just because that video alone is going to be a number of things for you. Number one, it's going to bring new audiences in, right? You can create little micro versions of that video for TikTok or Shorts or something. It'll also be a testimonial, essentially, for working with you. I mean, it's like, it's happening in real time right there, essentially, for people. And I think you'd just have a lot of fun doing it and it wouldn't take as much time as like a full-blown, actually, this is better than the full-blown, like you traveling to a place, because although that does show your expertise, like a person can go like, oh, like I just need to download this guy's information.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to come over. Like I can do it here. So, wow. Okay.
And what's beautiful about that is my very first client that I helped with was in UK.
So you have a worldwide audience now.
So I've got a worldwide audience and I was able to help her set up her studio. Of course, she needed some help, wiring diagrams, room layout. Okay, do you know exactly where to put everything? And then at the end, I was like, okay, let me log into your computer through Zoom and set up the software for you because you've never used it before, and then train.
Yeah, that's great. And then the cool thing is like the follow-up can happen, right? You helped Jim get his studio set up. Cool, now it's good. You follow up 6 months later. How's Jim doing? Hey, remember Jim from, this was his studio before and this was it after. Check out his YouTube channel and his videos now. He's doing awesome and here's what he's started his business now and look what he's doing with all because we set up his studio. So let me help you. Here's my course. Here's my consultation. Here's whatever. I mean, if you just focused on those things, that alone would do it, I think.
No, you're 100% right. That's genius. I've been looking at it from, I'm in the weeds, right? So I don't see the whole picture.
Right. But now we do.
Yeah. Now we do. Now we see that picture.
I love it. Dude, that's awesome. I don't even know if there's any more things we need to talk about. I mean, I'd love to ask you if there's anything else, but I think that takes care of that for sure.
It does. No, that totally takes care of it. To entice new people, the other thing that I've been doing for the month of April was a 30-day video challenge.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
They're standing in front of the camera and they're just recording a minute, 2-minute video so they can get comfortable, because that's what I had to do. I jumped on a ton of Zoom calls and just editing, you know, it's not one and done. Like, I'm constantly adding stuff. I have a rotating camera in here somewhere. It's really awesome. That solves the problem. That solves that one problem.
You get some work to do then.
I definitely got work to do, yeah.
And then the second level of this would be like, let's create a system for it, right? So that when you do this again, it's even more efficient, it's even better, and then the edited video is even spicier. You know, I would recommend finding other videos also on YouTube that have the sort of before after camera transformation and just go, this is what worked as far as a thumbnail, this is what worked for a hook, this is how these people did it, so that you can just kind of get inspiration from them, but then you put your own twist and method into it.
Because anytime I do create a video, it's going to bring my personality out anyways, even if I'm copying somebody else, because we're just following that same formula.
Oh yeah. I mean, on my Pokemon channel, it's all pulled from people like Mr. Beast and Ryan Trahan and a few other big YouTubers, because we wanted to pull their styles. But now we just have the Pokemon sort of twist on it, and it works. They're doing it in a way that works. Why do it somewhere way different? Obviously, you don't want to copy exactly, or like you just change your face out with his. Like, that's not okay. But
it's not going to work either.
No. But I think, me knowing you, I think you'll do really, really well with this and have a lot of fun too, and be able to still, you know, be at home with the kids. And that's important too. I'm glad you brought that up, because it would be very easy to go all in with this, but then go away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think when you mentioned, you know, I can go spend time with kids. And that was the first reason why I even went down this path. If you don't mind, if I can share that story.
Yeah, share it, please.
So it's probably 2018. My friend asked me to come speak at LinkedIn local event to talk about mobile video production. So like, okay, this is awesome. I can create a course around it. And then you inspired me with a wood background. But before that, I was like, this vinyl. I was watching a lot of people on LinkedIn, and I bought this vinyl, set up this space in my basement. Took me about 2.5 hours. By the time I got ready to record, my kids came like, Dad, can you stop playing? And, you know, we need some food. We're hungry. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'll come back tomorrow. The next day I've come back, because we were still working and commuting. I stand in front of the camera and I got everything right. And when I went to speak the course content, I couldn't get a word out. I'm like, so guys, this is my course. It was hard because I didn't know that I had to work on that part as well. Now, being behind the camera for a decade, it was easy controlling the camera, the actors doing their work. They've gone a totally different journey to become an actor, to become somebody who speaks in front of the camera, or, you know, saying their lines. And that's the training that I didn't have. I was good at tech. So that was something that I had to go back and work on.
Very relatable. Yeah, I think we can all understand that. One more time, Junaid, where can people go to get help from you and learn from you?
They can head on over to homestudiomastery.com to learn all about setting up their home studios. And if you want to listen to the podcast, you can check out hacksandhobbies.com.
Very nice. The last thing I'll say is that story, I think we can refine that story even more. It is a powerful story, with the kids getting involved and that taking time away, and then you getting in a camera, and like, this is those kinds of stories that should be told over and over again, and they're refined, and that becomes a part of just the language of how you help others. And I mean, that's my getting laid off story, right?
That's true. Yeah.
That I talk about all the time, and I've told that story a million times, and every time I tell it, I try to get better every time at making it more hookable, more relatable, more emotional, So I would lean into that. I would definitely lean into that. I know that was just sort of an asterisk here today, but I think that like when you are a guest on another podcast, like you should absolutely master that story and even like write it out and practice it on camera. And
no, that's a good point.
I think that would do really, really well. And then of course the things that we talked about today on top of that. I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Me too. It's going to be fun. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for the opportunity again.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks. All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Junaid. Again, a fellow SPI Pro member. He's been in there for a while. He's in a couple mastermind groups that were created inside of Pro. If you want to check out Pro yourself, go to SPIPro.com. Junaid, you can find at Home Studio Mastery. And I'm sure that at some point we're going to see more videos from him, especially these transformational stories. And wow, just I'm so excited for him. So nobody's more well-deserving than Junaid because he's just such a gem inside of SPI Pro. So anyway, thank you so much for coming on. And if you want to get help like Junaid did today, head on over to askpat.com. You can fill out the application there. We can make sure it's the right fit and I can help you in the future. Yeah, let's do it. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already, because we got a lot of more great transformational stories and brainstorming sessions coming your way. So hit that subscribe button and I look forward to seeing you in the next one. And again, spipro.com. Go check it out and apply. It'll be awesome. Cheers. Take care. And as always, Team Flynn for the win. Thanks for listening to Ask Pat at askpat.com. I'm your host, Pat Flynn. Our senior producer is Sarah Jane Hess. Our series producer is David Grabowski, and our executive producer is Matt Gartland. Sound editing by Duncan Brown. Ask Pat is a production of SPI Media. We'll catch you in the next session. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.